Hello and welcome back to this mini episode of the Good Glow podcast. I spoke to Jerry Hussey last week and he said something that really moved me, and it was right at the end of our podcast. So I decided to keep it out and publish it as a standalone piece. This is Jerry's wish for 2022 and it's so beautiful. I hope you enjoy it.
And I just want to, you know, end by saying to people, please remember, you are an incredible gift of the universe. Whoever or whatever made the universe saw it in all its spectacular beauty, its seas, its oceans, its galaxies, and yet realized it wasn't finished because you weren't here. You are not a mistake. You are absolutely perfect, exactly as you are. You're a gift of the universe. You are more powerful than you can imagine. And when we stop judging ourselves, when we stop giving out about ourselves, when we can begin to look in the mirror and look into our soul and realize that there's something magic about us all, when you realize that you are somebody's hero, whether you know it or not, whether it's your child, whether it's your husband, your wife, somebody looks at you and you are their world. Never forget that for a moment. Never forget that your dreams matter. They're being put in your heart for a reason. Live them with all your soul. Never forget that your health matters. And each and every day you are shaping your future by the things you eat, by the things you do. Take time each and every day to honor your incredible body, your incredible mind. And all I would say to people is that no matter where you are in life right now, you know, I've been at the deepest, darkest places that a human mind can get to. And it's changeable. I promise you it's changeable, because love beats fear every time. Every morning the sun rises, and that teaches us that light beats dark every single day. We are in a funny place of humanity at the moment, but I have no fear about it, because in all the tragedies and all the adversities in the world, love eventually won, and love will win. The moment you allow fear to dissipate and you fill your heart with love, the pandemic will have already ended, because love is the answer to everything. Love is the key to forgiveness. Love is the key to understanding. Love is the key to self-compassion. Can we begin to love each other a little bit more? Can we surrender judgment? Can we surrender? People are making different decisions. Allow people to make their own decisions without judgment, without comparison. Can we become less angry at each other? Because we're all connected. We are all human beings, and we are all simply walking each other home. So each and every day, listen to what you say. Listen to the way you speak about people. And just ask yourself, am I healing or hurting that soul in front of me? When you make your life about healing in your own soul and healing the souls of the people you come in contact with, you suddenly realize that when you commit your life to love and to healing, then no matter how much you try to give that away, it comes back. If you commit your soul to being angry at the world, anger comes back. If you judge others, you're judging yourself. So whatever you do, however you live your life, you're sending more of that into the universe, and you're going to experience more of that in your life. The world has never needed love and kindness and understanding more than now. The world has never needed people to forgive each other more. It has never needed segregation and separation less. It has never needed two sides shouting each other down less. We know what anger and judgment and segregation has caused in the world. Have we not learned the lessons? Every human being is equal. Every human being is equal to their opinion. Every human being has to answer the call of their conscience. And every human being has a human right to live their human truth. And when we can see that, and when we can live with more joy and more love in our hearts, every dark becomes light. Every adversity ends when everybody decides to release anger and choose love. That has been the biggest healing in my own life. What would love do? If I truly loved myself now, what would I choose to do? If I truly believed that every human being was connected. And if I really believed that every word I said left a lasting impression in other people's hearts, would I be so judgmental? Would I be so quick to compare? Would I be so quick to judge and label? Or maybe I'd be a bit kinder. So that's what I'd love to part. That's has been my biggest lesson in life. Let every emotion come and go, but come back to love. Let yourself get angry, but before you act from love, think from love, think from kindness, think from compassion. And that heals everything. So that's where I'm going to be in next year. I believe I came up with a mind. I woke up this morning and three words or four words were in my head: unstoppable force of good. And I'm going to commit and promise that in the year ahead, I will let nobody and nothing stop me from being an unstoppable force of good, an unstoppable force of compassion, an unstoppable voice that speaks against segregation and blame, and an unstoppable voice that just says, can we just breathe and treat each other with a little more respect? And if I can inspire one person, then I think that'll be a life well lived. And that's my Christmas wish for myself for next year, that I have the courage to follow what's in my heart and be an unstoppable force of good.
Wow, Jerry, it's an honor to hear you speak, and thank you for the messages that you spread, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey. And I'm so excited to see everything that's going to happen for you next year. And thank you for everything you've done for me this year. I hope we'll get to talk to each other very soon.
Of course, it's my absolute pleasure. So happy Christmas to you, to Jamie, to all your family, and to all the listeners. And thank you for supporting us in the work we do. And I'm sure we'll connect shortly after Christmas. I know we've a great course coming out. And I'm going to remind you that we've promised to do a show in London. So let us not forget that either.
Yes, we're going to definitely make that happen in 2022. I can't wait, Jerry. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Georgie. God bless.
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that little message for Christmas and 2022. Thank you so much to Jerry for just taking the time to speak from his heart. And I always learn so much from him. If you enjoy this podcast, I know you'll really enjoy the Good Glow Rise and Thrive, which is our new course, which Jerry features on. On that course, he's talking about inner belief, you know, how we can take ourselves to the next level by changing the stories that we tell ourselves. It's so powerful. I was moved to tears as we were recording it. And there's an extra special Q&A on that course where I sit down with Jerry on camera for the very first time and have a really in-depth, meaningful, beautiful conversation. So that's the Good Glow Rise and Thrive. It's available now over on theGoodGlow.ie. And you can also buy our course as a gift this Christmas in our voucher section. And you can choose what day you'd like it to be delivered and write a little message to your loved one. So thanks for all the support this year. I cannot believe it's the end of 2021. What a crazy year, but I've learned so much from all my amazing guests. And to you, the listener, thank you so much for tuning in week after week, for supporting me, for sending me amazing messages. You are incredible, and I hope you have a lovely Christmas, and I can't wait to talk to you next year.